On University at Albany Week, why is Legionnaire's disease on the rise? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ursula Lauper, clinical assistant professor in the School of Public Health, explores the data to provide an answer.
Legionnaire's disease is rising globally. In the U.S., New York carries the highest disease burden and is experiencing the fastest increase in the country. This severe form of pneumonia is caused by inhaling the pathogenic bacteria Legionella, which can multiply in building water systems and spread through the air. Sources of the bacteria are well known, yet the global increase in disease has been a puzzle. To explore this question, our collaborative team examined trends in atmospheric sulfur dioxide levels, Legionnaire's disease incidence, and the role of cooling towers in harboring Legionella. Our results suggest that declining atmospheric sulfur dioxide levels might be driving the global rise in Legionnaire's disease. Legionella are sensitive to acidity and perish quickly in low pH conditions. Thanks to legislation designed to cut sulfur dioxide emissions, the atmosphere has become less acidic, with major benefits for human and environmental health. However, with less sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere, water droplets emitted from cooling towers and other water systems are also less acidic, making it easier for resident Legionella to survive, become airborne, and remain viable as they spread. Using data on Legionnaire's disease incidence from the CDC, we analyzed case numbers and locations across the country, alongside data on environmental conditions. Focusing on New York, we found that from 1992 to 2019, cases rose at a rate similar to that of sulfur dioxide concentration decrease. Using the geotag data from the state's registered cooling tower database, we found higher disease incidence closer to cooling towers.
And that was Ursula Lauper of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.